I'm Lisa Dent in for Bob Surratt. Over the past couple days, we talked about a brewery in Bloomington, Indiana, who has decided to do away with tipping. And everybody on the show had a different opinion on whether they felt comfortable tipping or they'd rather pay more for their food or beer so they wouldn't have to tip. And it spurred a lot of text messages and emails and phone calls because it's a big story. It's something we all do. Most of us eat out. Most of us feel that we need to tip, but things are definitely changing, not just in Bloomington, but in Chicago as well. Curtis Cummings is the president of the business we are talking about, and that is Switchyard Brewing Company in Bloomington, Indiana. How are you today, Curtis?
Doing great this morning. How are you?
Doing wonderful. And this spurred such a conversation because there's so many facets to cover. So when did you determine that you were going to do away with tipping and just charge a little more for your product?
I love it. And it's a conversation that has to be had, right? So this is something that we at the brewery have been studying for really the last 3 years. So we opened 3 years ago here in Bloomington. And there was always, you know, due to the pandemic, we decided to put a kitchen in our brewery. You know, we were a traditional tap room where we did not have a kitchen. We allowed dogs inside and served beer and wine and had food trucks. But because of the pandemic, we needed to pivot and we needed to ensure that we could, you know, keep the business going, keep our staff employed. And so we put in a pizza kitchen and things started changing. You know, we started noticing some differences as it, really pertains to the way staff are compensated, you know, because now you have many different groups of staff. You have the back of house and you have the front of house and you have bartenders and servers and you have morning prep people and you have people that open and people that close. I can go on and on.
Right.
But what we started doing, you know, we have a ton of data, you know, because every single transaction goes through our point of sale. We pulled all of this data and started researching it. And since I'm a member of the Brewers Association, it's our larger association that actually represents and advocates for small and independent craft breweries in America. That allowed me to have access to so many more resources. One of those resources was Gay Gilmore, the president CEO of Optimism Brewing Company in Seattle, Washington. And Gay sits on the taproom committee at the BA with me. And when we started talking a lot about discrimination and harassment, and then all of a sudden tipping came up, and we started comparing data, and it became very clear. Now, Gay Gilmore has been doing tip-free at her brewery in Seattle since they started 5 years ago.
And many of the emails and text messages we got were from people in Chicago who do indeed work for restaurants that do no longer accept tips. They just pay people more. And then we've got messages from people who work in big Chicago steakhouses who say, there's no way that I would settle for $18 an hour because I'm making a lot of money on tips.
Well, sure. And you have to kind of consider, like, there are just, you know, and we saw this too from our social media pages, reading, you know, I personally read every single comment. This post has gone kind of regionally viral, you know, reaching over 378,000 people with over 222 comments. I've really enjoyed reading some of these comments. But what people don't seem to realize is Bloomington, Indiana, you know, we're a small Midwestern college town, very different than downtown Chicago. And there's so many different variables that go into what a person gets paid. You know, what shift are they working? What sections do they have? Are they senior enough to get the quote-unquote good shifts? Are they working every single Friday and Saturday and not enjoying their weekends with their family because they have to make all that money? You know, what type of restaurant is it? As you just said, a high-end Chicago steakhouse, probably going to have higher check averages than a Midwestern pizza brewery.
Yeah, absolutely. This is Curtis Cummings. He's the president and founder of Switchyard Brewery in Bloomington, Indiana. And one of the things you addressed that I thought was interesting, because when I waited tables, when I was just getting to start on radio, they would say, put a flower in your hair, you'll get bigger tips, or, you know, put a smiley face on your check and things like that. And then I would also, you know, you'd fight with other employees to get what you knew were the best tables. And so among those issues, you also talked about tipping being super sexist. Address that.
It is. Absolutely. So, you know, specifically for women. I mean, so I have a 4-year-old daughter, and I don't want her growing up in a world where she's encouraged to unbutton a couple of buttons on her blouse in order to get bigger tips. That's screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that shouldn't be the case. And not to mention, tipping and discrimination goes both ways. It doesn't just go from the consumer to the customer, but it doesn't just go from the consumer to the server, but it also goes from the server to the consumer. I have worked at places where I've heard servers say, oh, no, I'm not taking that table of Asian Americans because I know they don't tip well.
And that is one of the stereotypes that exists on both sides, and it is tragic.
Absolutely.
So race does play a factor into this, and I did see that you pointed out that tips do not fix poor service, and they certainly don't ensure good service. So what you've done then, instead of paying them the $2.25 an hour.
$2.13 an hour in Indiana.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So instead of doing that and letting your employees rely on tips, you're paying anywhere between $15 and $18 an hour, and that helps extend that to the people who are cooking the food as well, correct?
Right. And so I want it to be clear, you know, we have, you know, here at Switchyard, 75% of our staff are part-time staff. You know, they're part-time in the tap room. They're either students. We hire a lot of teachers who are looking for a second job. Heck, I used to work as a paramedic before opening the brewery, and I dare to find you a teacher, paramedic, or other public safety professional that only has one job, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we hire a lot of people, and when they, like a lot of different classes of people, a lot of different, you know, generations of people. We hire millennials, we hire zennials, we hire, you know, the Gen Xers and the baby boomers. So it's a wide range of people. And so, you know, for us, we start our staff now at 15, but after 90 days, they unlock several benefits. You know, they rapidly go up to 18 after those 90 days. They receive yearly raises now. In fact, most of our staff, after 3 years, we've only done 6 hiring classes since we opened 3 years ago. And the majority of hiring class number one is still with us, and they're getting paid upwards to $21 an hour.
This is Curtis Cummings. He is the president and founder of Switchyard Brewing Company in Bloomington, Indiana. And he's on the forefront of something that we think will probably, at least I think we're going to see this in a lot of restaurants across the nation, and that is to eliminate tipping, pay people better, give them benefits that they need, and erase some of those things related to racism that we see in the restaurant industry. And so we wish you good luck. What's the best thing
Thank
on your
so
menu
much.
Today? If we were coming in for a beer, what do we order with your beer, with a beer?
If you're coming in right now, I would say our most popular beers are Orange Blossom Blonde, made with orange blossom honey, local honey, and it's just crisp and refreshing and delicious, and paired with a classic house-made pepperoni pizza. You're not going to get any better than that.
And Curtis, am I one of the only people, or are you seeing that there is a movement abroad based on your involvement in the industry that we will start seeing the elimination of tipping in our country?
I'll tell you what, since this story has kind of taken place over the last month, within the last 48 hours, I've received 9 separate emails from other restaurateurs across the country who love what this is. They love what it is, but they just have a lot of questions, and as did I. And if it wasn't for Gay Gilmore out at Optimism, you know, I would have been scared to death to do this. But I now can sleep at night knowing that I'm taking care of my people, and that, you know, at the end of the day, like you said, study after study shows that better service does not result in better tips. Better tips don't result in better service, and poor tips certainly don't correct poor service. So we, you know, we're doing our best to kind of be the vanguard here.
Well, we wish you well.